Man, enjoyed that. It is no secret what God can do. Amen. If you would, in your Bibles tonight, turn to the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 8. Song of Solomon, chapter 8. Without you knowing it, we've kind of begun a series of messages on the attitude of the heart. And it really was thinking about getting started in the book of the Bible, and with all the building changes and us having to be out and in and going to different classes on Sunday nights, just decided I'm just going to wait. But my intention still is to start the book of Philippians here when everything settles down after we get in the building. And I'm looking forward to that. Philippians is my favorite book, and I'm really looking forward to that. So in the meantime, we'll continue in this mode of thoughts, and that is the attitude of the heart. We covered Wednesday night pride. Pride. And tonight I'd like to cover the attitude of jealousy. The attitude of jealousy. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, and look with me in verse 6. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. But notice how it describes jealousy. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today for, again, your love toward us. And Lord, I pray as we, again, look into your word and just the attitude of our hearts, I pray that you would help us, that you would encourage us, strengthen us. And Lord, if there be jealousy in any areas of our life, God, that you would just pluck it up. And we ask this in your name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, the Bible says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And Jeremiah goes on to talk about our hearts desperately wicked. And if you've been, we all understand and know some of the things that flies through our mind, the thoughts we have sometimes are just way out there. And our heart sometimes just does some wicked stuff. Our thoughts, our attitudes, many times will put itself in a total opposition to what God would have us to do. You know, and so, of course, we know we were born selfish, we were born sinners, and that old nature is there, and there's a constant battle that we face as we fight the good fight of faith to live right and do right. And it's not just outwardly, it's not outwardly conforming to what God would have us to do, but it's also the attitude of the heart. Because what's in the bucket of the heart comes up, what's in the belly of the heart comes up in a bucket of speech. It eventually comes out. It's like an oak tree that if we're not careful, though healthy on the outside, it begins to rot on the inside, and eventually that rot will eventually tear down the outside as well. It's all about our motives and our heart, and making sure that we are right with the Lord, and that we are following in His steps. But that our motives and our heart is right. And jealousy is absolutely a factor in every one of our lives. And from time to time, it will lift its ugly head if we're not careful. Jealousy simply means a resentment against a person enjoying success or advantage. It's resentment against a person enjoying success or advantage. Jealousy is an evil attitude toward another person who has advanced in some measure further than we have. That's never happened to you. You know, you've never been jealous over someone else getting that raise or whatever the case is. J. Frank Norris said this. He said, people are jealous of other people for one of three reasons. The other person knows more, has more, and can do more. Good. I thought J. Frank Norris quote. Man, we did good tonight. The objects of jealousy. Possessions. More and better. Somebody's got more and better possessions than we have. Position, a better position. Personality, a better or more pleasing personality. We won't go into that one. Something you covet or envy that you do not have. Someone makes more money than you. Someone has more than you. And so forth. Jealousy, and we covered this before. In fact, it hasn't been too long ago. We made this observation that jealousy and envy are cousins. In fact, they're first cousins. Jealousy and envy. Jealousy is resentful, envious of another person. Jealousy is the first synonym of envy. Jealousy nurtures hostile feelings toward others. Jealousy encourages harmful actions. You think of all the murders that have occurred from jealousy. Just jealousy. Or the acts that have occurred just simply from envy. Someone envying, jealous of someone else's stuff. Jealousy wounds another person just for the sake of wounding them. Just saying a harsh word just for the sake of wounding someone else. Just because you're jealous or I'm jealous of what they may have or what they have. Jealous seeks its own. Very selfish. Very selfish. Not loving that person and being grateful for what that person has and how God may have blessed them and so forth. Jealousy is puffed up. Jealousy hurts just for the enjoyment of hurting. I know people like that. Get jealous and just lash out at somebody and hurt them just for the sake of hurting them. 1 John chapter 3 tells us that envy is devilish. Envy is devilish. Think about that for a moment. Envy is devilish. Comparing envy to the devil. Would that not make it pretty high up on the list of things we shouldn't be, shouldn't do, or have, or our attitudes, jealousy? Galatians chapter 5, and I'm actually going to go over and look at that one. Jealousy, envy there in that list in Galatians chapter 5. And a list with a lot of other things. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19. Talking about the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's a pretty serious list, isn't it? An envy right along there with the others, murders and so forth. I believe we need to check our own hearts. Envy or jealousy is described as the work of the flesh. Romans chapter 1 puts envy in with a list of gross sins. And we won't turn to that one. But envy is universal. Jealousy is universal. It comes to the rich and the poor. A rich person also absolutely can and will have jealousy and envy. It comes to the skinny, to the fat. I mean, if you're skinny, no, I'm just kidding. It comes to the learned, to the unlearned. Jealousy absolutely hits everyone. Good, those who are good, those who are bad, those who are tall, those who are short, those who are small, those who are great. Jealousy, envy impacts everybody and anybody. Even impacts animals. Think about dogs for a second, you know. They are jealous of each other. Pet one, the other one's got to come over there and get the petting too, you know. Reminds me a lot of kids. You pet on one kid, you got to pet the other one. Just picking on the kids tonight. Appreciate some of them getting that one. But absolutely affects everybody. Affects everyone. And I'll never forget my pawpaw had two horses. One, y'all have heard me tell stories about Cody and Abigail. Cody, of course, Abigail's mother. And as Abigail got bigger, man alive, Cody was so jealous of her daughter. It was something to behold. My pawpaw would be feeding Cody, the one horse, and the other horse would come over and just, you know, hit the other horse. I mean, they wanted that attention. By the way, all my pawpaw's horses weren't really, as time went on, became pets. Now my dad still has Abigail. Can't ride her. All that horse is a big dog. I'm serious. Acts like a dog. I'm telling you. Acts like a dog. It's amazing. My dad has some kind of power over animals, I'm telling you. My family will attest to it. I mean, animals love him. It's amazing. We've got to get some video of that big dog. I'm telling you. We'd probably make it on America's Funniest Most Videos. It's amazing. But those animals even get jealous. And of course, we We get jealous of each other. It's just, it happens. It affects all of us. None of us are exempt. But we certainly need to recognize it. We certainly need to own up to it and then root it out. Where is jealousy found? Where is jealousy found? Number one, it's found in the family. Of this in the Old Testament where the Bible says that Jacob loved Joseph, made Joseph a coat of many colors, and the other brothers became very jealous of Joseph. In fact, so much that they plotted to kill him. And if it had been for one of the brothers, they would have. But think about that for a moment. Willing to kill their own brother because dad loved that son more than the others. I would just, and I've said this from time to time, every time the story comes up, that sibling rivalry is a given. It just is. Most of the time, there seems to be in every home some sibling rivalry. And I'm telling you, mom and dads, we need to be careful about that. A lot of that sibling rivalry is caused by us. That we treat all of our kids the same. Hello? Grandparents. I've seen this maybe even more with grandparents. Grandparents, you need to be very careful with your grandkids. You treat all your grandkids the same. It causes jealousy. Everybody smile. You give one grandkid a dollar, you should give the other one a dollar. I'm just saying you keep it even. I think my dad did an admirable job of this growing up. As such, I have some complaints, but I'll get on those later. Let's do the complaints first. How about that one? Because I brought this up the other day, that the middle child syndrome. I preached in chapel over at the Christian school Friday morning, and where our kids go there in Haltom City, and I taught them about the middle child syndrome. It's absolutely real. All right? So the first child gets what? Everything. The second child gets nothing. Hand-me-downs. There you go. The third child, because that's the baby, gets everything. Y'all, the crowd nailed it. You know exactly where I'm going. I was the middle child. I got nothing. I thank the Lord that my dad saw the error of his ways with my older brother and made me do some things different. Thank the Lord. I appreciate it now. And from time to time, I'll mention it to my dad, and he'll hand me a check. I love it. And you're laughing, but I'm not kidding. Write me a check. Now, how much did you get my brother growing up and in college and all that? Everything. That's right. I'm not resentful about it at all. Not bitter about it at all. I really, really am not. I think it's a blessing that Dad saw some of the mistakes he made and tried to correct those. But we need to be very careful. I hope I've learned from my dad's mistakes and said, you know, I'm going to treat my kids the same. I've said to my kids from the very beginning, if you'll act right, you'll do right, you won't rebel against me, I'll pay half of your college, I'll pay half of your car, I'll pay half of your insurance, I'll pay half your gasoline, I'll pay, if it's you, I'm going to pay half of it. Now, you as parents may decide to do all of it. If they're good kids, that's fine. That's up to you. But I've tried to keep it the same with every one of my kids. Amen? Except the girl may get a little more help. But she's the baby. No, I'm just kidding. But I honestly, 20 years of experience now with this, please, take it to account. Even grandparents, please. Absolutely, jealousy takes place, and sometimes it's the adult's fault. In fact, a lot of times in the home, it is the adult's fault. Don't pit one kid against another because you've done more for one than the other. Unless you have a reason for that, and that could be behavioral, but then you have an explanation. Amen? You can tell the one kid, hey, I've done this for you because of this. But you need an explanation. The family. Where is jealousy found? It's found in the family. And we need to be careful as adults not to allow that to happen and be good stewards of our home. Number two, it happens in public life. And I also don't want to take the time to go over and read. I hope that you'll remember over in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 5 through 9, when David comes back after one of those great battles, and they began to sing a song about David. David had killed his 10,000. Saul had killed his thousands. David has killed his 10,000, and Saul has killed his thousands. And what happened? Saul became jealous. The king became jealous of David. And I'm telling you right now, that is what stirred Saul's heart. And Saul literally chased David down trying to kill him because he was jealous of him. He was jealous of Saul, of David, a young man. Listen, Saul had fought many great battles. He was head and shoulders above the rest and was a mighty man of war and all those things. If he would just kept the jealousy out of it, God would have blessed him. But he came very jealous of David. To the point that he threw a spear at him. I mean, all those things that took place, hunted him down like a dog trying to kill him because he envied him and was jealous. And by the way, we don't give Saul enough credit. He knew that David was going to be the next king. He knew about the anointing after a period of time. Jealous. Jealous of him. Jealousy wants to destroy its object. Jealousy will destroy the one who has it in his heart. That's the key tonight, if you don't get anything else. You think that jealousy is, and the object of your jealousy and whatever, but no, you're the one that's going to suffer for it. Saul suffered for it. It came back to bite him, didn't it? Jealousy. Neighbor gets a new car. I love this saying. It says, someone has said, nothing depreciates an old car faster than having a neighbor get a new one. Right? Boy, we need to be careful. I'm going to promote Dave Ramsey a little more. I really enjoyed the videos. I really enjoy Dave Ramsey's philosophy on money because it follows the Bible. He's Burkett, you know. Some of you may know of Burkett's stuff on finances. Just a mirror image of what Burkett had put together years ago. And I'm telling you, we need to live within our means. Amen? Live within your means. Just because a neighbor gets a new car doesn't mean you have to have one. Amen? Job. Think about jealousy at the job. The public life. You say you're jealous of someone else's position at work. You're jealous of their position that they were given. By the way, most of the time they worked for. You know what the solution to it is? Work harder. And most of the time, not all the time, I understand that. Most of the time, work harder, then the Lord will bless you and the position will come. Right? Those of you been around a little while, right? Just, it does. It happens. Young people, remember that. Work at it. Work at it. After a man makes his mark in the world, a multitude comes running to erase it. We won't go into that one. Jealousy is the green-eyed monster that eats you from within. And it is a sin against God. It will eat you alive. We need to be very careful about our family life. And again, I don't repeat myself, but adults, a lot of that responsibility comes on us of making sure that envy and jealousy doesn't go on in our homes. And then our public life of not envying the next door neighbor. I'm not thinking the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. By the way, a lot of people who have that, all those stuff, they're in financial bind up to here. They go to sleep at night, all they think about is the debt they have. Live within your means, amen? Don't be jealous of someone else. At the job or wherever it may be, don't allow jealousy to rear its ugly head. And then we think about the church, our church life, and there's no wrath like religious wrath. Really, someone gets jealous of someone else at the church or envies that position and they become vengeful and mean. Think about Cain and Abel just for a second. God accepted the sacrifice of Abel and rejected Cain. And what happened? Cain became jealous. There's nothing like envy and jealousy in a church. I told the story before, I'll tell it again. When I was 11, my dad decided to go over to Nakona and help start the church over there with a man named Roy Martin. We went over there and rented a storefront and started the whole process. And God was blessing the storefront and the church, a little town in Nakona, 3,000 people. Only independent Baptist church in town. Got up running 30 or 40. Started building the building. Given 2 acres of property. God just began to bless. And one man in that church got jealous. One man in that church, a man in the church, became envious of the pastor's position, literally. And I'll never forget, one Sunday night, as we drove to the building, my dad said to all of us kids, he said, "Now listen, this man has decided that he's going to do something tonight." And he said, "Now if this man comes in with his other 2 friends and they decide to do something, he said, I believe it could literally become physical." And the police station was the next block over. And he made it my job to go get the police. At church. Isn't that amazing? I'll never forget that as a kid. I'm like, what is somebody thinking? By the way, I know Brother Cox knew Roy Martin. Very laid-back man. I don't know if Brother Renz did or not. Very laid-back man, mild-mannered man. He wouldn't hurt a fly, and this man was attacking him. It was amazing. I'm not saying this man died because of that, but about 2 years later, he did die of cancer. Anyway. But it seems like in a church, boy, it almost intensifies it. People can get their feelings hurt so easily. Sometimes over small matters. Like, he didn't say thank you. I try. I really do. I think it's important. I had a pastor tell me one time that he would not compliment anybody. And he never did. Some of y'all know him real well. He was very, very uncomplimentary of everyone. He did so because he got hurt so many times. He said, as a pastor, he said, I can't keep up with everybody saying thank you and pat you on the back and do those things. But that also entails your Sunday school teacher. You know, the children's church, Brother Brandon may not get an opportunity to say thank you all the time. By the way, you're not serving because of me or because of Brother Brandon or because of Brother Ladder or whatever. We're serving the Lord. Amen? And no, we don't have enough adult teaching positions for everybody to teach adults. So you have to understand, and that jealousy will creep in and say, you know what, I could teach this class better than Brother Clark can. Well, yeah. Now, I get tons of compliments about Brother Clark's teaching, absolutely. And he does a fantastic job, and so do our other teachers. But not everyone can teach the Sunday school class. Not everyone can do some of the things, we should never put ourselves in a position and our heart in a position to be jealous of someone else. In the church especially. Because I'm telling you, in the church it just intensifies it, and the devil will use that. Things are going so well at our church right now. It's amazing. And every time that happens, like we've gone about a year and a half here, with just really rocking along. Every time that happens, I know. I'm just looking for it, Look around the corner. It's going to happen. Just don't get envious of anything. Don't allow jealousy to rear its green-eyed monster in your heart and be jealous of someone else. Especially in the home. Especially on the job. Especially in the church. These are areas that absolutely the devil will use in your life and in my life to destroy us. Let us all be very, very careful. What does jealousy do? It divides people. We saw this in the church at Corinth. One of them said, "I'm of Apollos. I'm of this guy. I'm of this guy." And they just divided the church over envy and jealousy. Over who baptized who. Well, never let that happen to us. Jealousy also, not only does it divide people, but it separates one from God. In Mark chapter 15, verse 10, The Jews were what? They were jealous of Jesus. Understand this. Jesus went to the cross primarily because of the religious leaders' jealousy. Go back and think about the root cause. They were jealous of Him. Absolutely jealous of His, what He was doing and the crowds that He was gathering. Jealousy has ability to separate one from God. And you have jealousy in your heart. If I have jealousy in my heart, it will absolutely divide us. It will absolutely ruin our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Separate us from God. Jealousy becomes the master of one's life. And jealousy can destroy a person. Here's a great story for you. Remember the story of Haman and Esther? Esther chapter 7 verse 10, it says, they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Remember, Mordecai would not kiss his hand. Mordecai would not bow to him. And though the king had made that decree that, you know, everybody's to bow to Haman, he's the second guy in charge, and da-da-da-da-da. And Haman became upset about Mordecai. And then they found out that Mordecai had saved the king's life, and then the king blessed Mordecai and gave him all sorts of stuff. And it was just an amazing story. And Haman was very jealous of Mordecai. In fact, built gallows and had the thought of hanging him. Instead, they hanged Haman on his own gallows. All because of jealousy. All because of envy. Jealousy will destroy. Jealousy can become the master of one's life. And then jealousy will backfire on you. It's not hurting the other person. It's not hurting. Most of the time, the other person doesn't even know. It's kind of like the anger you have towards someone else that hurts you. And you think you're going to get even. And all that happens is you get upset and mad. And they never know a thing about it. You lose sleep at night. They haven't lost a lick of sleep. Jealousy works the same way. It will backfire on you every time. How do we get victory over jealousy? And just like with pride, we admit that we have jealousy. And then we seek the cure. And the cure is confession. To come before God and say, Lord, I know there's jealousy in my heart towards this person or that person. I know I'm envying this when I shouldn't be envying this. Lord, forgive me. And He has said that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How do we get envy out of our heart? How do we get pride out of our heart? You've got to fill it up with something else. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. You want to have victory over jealousy? You want to have victory over pride? Fill your heart, I know this is cliche, fill your heart with the love of Jesus. Fill your heart with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Read your Bible, pray every day, and fill your heart with the love of the Lord Jesus. In fact, 1 Corinthians 13 verse 4 says, love envieth not. Love envieth not. It's that simple. Of simply getting enough of Jesus' love in your heart, and there'll be no room for jealousy. Having the compassion and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? Pretty simple. But as so many other sins that get rooted in our hearts, hard to pluck up. Fill your heart with the love of Jesus. Amen. Let's all stand.